This is the EWN Radio Network.
This is Turn Knowledge to Profit, where entrepreneurs like you find the insights, experience, and tools they need to earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream of. Now, here are your hosts for Turn Knowledge to Profit, entrepreneurs, speakers, and authors, Janelle and Michael McCauley.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us on Turn Knowledge to Profit. I'm Janelle McCauley, and along with my co-host, Michael, each week we bring you the insights, ideas, and the tools that you need to earn more, make a bigger impact, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream of. Last time, we talked with Master Business Coach Debbie Whitlock about the importance of staying in your own lane as you grow your business. And in our success interview, we talked with transformational business coach Julie Miller Davis about creating a path forward for your business that is in alignment with your goals. And we wrapped up with our business builder segment, where we talked about how to quickly and easily create valuable content for your website. If you missed any of those segments, you can go to Turn Knowledge to Profit Radio and listen in. Michael, what do we have planned for today's show?
Well, first up in our Trends and Insights segment, Janelle will be talking with business coach and the creator of Speak to Your Spirit, Rita Ricks, about the importance of having products to sell at all your speaking gigs. Next, in today's success interview, we'll talk with world traveler and successful entrepreneur Tracy Bogan about what it means to go from a dreamer to a dreampreneur. In our Business Builder segment, I'll be back to talk with you about how you can quickly leverage your branded process into an e-course. You're going to want to take notes, so grab a pen and paper and let's get started.
First up, it's Trends and Insights, your insider's look at industry changes being leveraged by today's most successful speakers, authors, and coaches. Today, we're talking with inspirational speaker and life coach and the founder of Speak to Your Spirit, Rita Ricks. Rita is also the host of Spirit Journeys Radio, part of the May We Help You Radio Network. Welcome, Rita.
Thank you, Janelle. I'm delighted to be with you.
I'm excited for our time today to learn more about you and the amazing things that you're doing. I love to start this conversation by asking you to share with us, what trend are you seeing that's impacting coaches, speakers, and authors like yourself?
This trend is just blowing my mind, and I'm sure that there are listeners who may already be familiar with this, but it is the value that I think is so awesome, and that is products, having products after I speak. I have been a speaker for years and years and years, and it's always been, you know, when the speech is over, I say thank you very much, I leave, I get my check, I'm gone, on to the next one. But what I'm finding is that my guests, my audiences want more. And again, I have been hearing and even seeing speakers with products in the back of the room, but it hit home for me when I was doing, I did a workshop for a group of administrative assistants, and it was at the end of last year. They were recognized, somebody was recognizing all of them. And I enjoyed the day. And I typically talk a little bit about my mastermind group, and I also talk about some of the other things that I do. And they seem to be mildly impacted by my additional offerings. And I shared with them also that I have a journal, and it's called Permission Granted, and they can download it right from my website. However, I happen to have brought, I think I brought six with me. And I sold all six and had to then mail some. And that was an aha moment for me because many of them prefer the actual journal to downloading. It also told me that I have different customers, different listeners who want different parts.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not be the one-on-one coaching. It may not be the mastermind. It may not be something else. And I need to be able to provide something for everybody who hears me. So that has been a trend that I am grasping better and better every day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think that people like to have something tangible when it's an item that is very thought-provoking. I know for me, I like a lot of my books on Kindle or on my pad, you know, that I can take electronically. But if it's a book that really makes me think or that triggers, you know, certain ideas or, mm-hmm. you know, can ask me questions, I love to be able to have a book because I'm one of those people that writes things in the book where it hits me. And then I really use it as kind of my own personal journal and add to it. So it sounds like you found a group of people that are interested in doing something very similar.
And you're right. It wasn't that I didn't know that because I also like tangible. It was what it showed me was that they wanted something else that I had to offer.
Mm-hmm.
And so the workshop was good. That was okay. But they wanted more. And that's where I've been. That's what I'm working on now. There are a couple projects that I intend to have done before the end of the year. And quite frankly, it's what I enjoy doing. I enjoy creating product. I just had not been utilizing it. And, you know, they say when you have a product, you can use it in two or three different ways. I have not been doing that. And so ever since I've been in business, I've been creating products. It's just, okay, I finished this one. Now let's move to a new one, a new one, a new one. And that's just not what we need to do. That is a trend that I'm absolutely loving because it makes so much sense. I don't have to keep creating something new. I just use some of the things I already have. Mm-hmm. I just have to use them differently. And there are people out there who want it.
Absolutely.
In a different form, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. And I think more and more speaking opportunities, there are still some paying speaking opportunities out there, absolutely. But more people are going away from paid opportunities, and that's where you really need to have those products so that you can monetize your speaking.
Right.
And
right.
That's one of the reasons that we do what we do with Turn Knowledge to Profit is because there are people out there that have their products. And one of the things that we're very clear on is you want to be repurposing your content. You want to be leveraging your content. So many people think when they create products, it's all got to be all brand new. But as you've noticed, there are different ways that people want it. So it's great to have assistance or ideas on how to repurpose it, how to leverage it, how to really make sure that you're getting what people want from you in their hands. And it also generates some additional revenue on your website, even when you're not out speaking.
And there are two things. One is that probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago I was listening to or I was taking some course. And the instructor specifically asked, she was asking everybody, was I a speaker or am I a speaker or am I a coach? And my immediate response was, well, I'm both. Mm-hmm. But then as she explained it more and more, I realized that I speak in order to bring clients in to be coached. Coaching is my heart. It is my love. It is my purpose. And so the speaking, as you said, doesn't necessarily, I can speak without earning any money for the speaking because I see myself more as a coach. Mm-hmm. But that still requires that I leave something else there, tangible, for my clients to be able to take with them. The other thing is the business that you guys have that I'm just, again, I met Michael at eWomen Network, and I hear a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people. There's always somebody wanting to help me move further along. But I think what you all are doing is awesome, and I look forward to working very closely with you to get to where it is I want to go. I know you guys can help me do that.
Oh, well, thank you. And you know, we're excited to see where that goes. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to get your message out there to people. And that's really what your expertise is talking to them, sharing it. And that's why it's so important for business owners, entrepreneurs, to really look at who can support them so that it doesn't take you away from what you do and how you impact people. So you're not spending your time trying to create products or trying to, you know, turn them into something that you can sell when there are people out there that can actually do it more quickly, more effectively, and you can really do the things that you've got such a gift at.
And, Janelle, I think that that, quite frankly, is another trend because we are, and certainly I do it, but we encourage folks to stay in their lane and then to bring others on that can help us rather than trying to do everything. And I know it's difficult because as a business owner, you know, I'm thinking, well, nobody can quite do this like me. But sometimes that's the best thing for them not to do it quite like me. Because mine is not as good as how somebody with your abilities can help me. And that's another piece that I'm very grateful for, that I'm able to, I'm glad I met Michael. He, you know, he was very patient in explaining to me what he could do. He heard those things that I need, and then he just kind of jumped right in and said, I can do this, I can do that, which is exactly what I do as a coach. When I hear a client who says, well, you know, I'm lacking passion and I'm lacking purpose and I'm lacking peace, I can go right there and meet them right where they are. And so that to me is the sign of a really effective coach and a really effective listener, that we are hearing what it is the client wants and we're able to fill that gap.
Absolutely. And I think using a coach and having, you know, using and outsourcing some of the things that we need done is really an effective way to do it. And I love, you know, there's some things you hear people say, and Sandra Yancey said this, and both Michael and I refer to it quite often, is you can't see the picture when you're inside the frame. Mm-hmm. And sometimes
she does say that. Yes.
You get so close to what we're doing or to what our challenge or opportunity is that we don't see the possibility and the potential.
Right.
And that's what I love about working with a coach. That's why I love what you're doing to get out and, you know, really get that message out to people so that they hear that. So I'm excited to see what comes next.
Oh, I am too. I really am. It's going to be good. It absolutely is going to be good.
It's going to be great. So how can our listeners get in touch with you and learn more about you and your business?
Well, I invite them all to come to my website, which is www.speaktoyourspirit.com, speaktoyourspirit.com, speaktoyourspirit.com.
Very exciting, and I'm excited to continue the conversation and to see all the things that you create and put together. Thank you so much for your time today.
You are quite welcome. I enjoyed talking with you.
We need to take a real quick break, but stay tuned. When we return, it's our success interview. You don't want to miss it. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit, and I'm your host, Janelle McCauley. Today's success interview is with Tracy Bogan. Tracy is a world traveler and successful entrepreneur, and I love her title, The Dreampreneur. I've known Tracy for several years, and we've had some great conversations, and I'm so excited she's here today to share her story. Welcome, Tracy.
Thank you for having me on the call. Looking forward to sharing.
I love your story, and I know I've had the opportunity to hear you speak, and I'm so excited for you to share your story with our listeners. I'd love to ask all of our guests to start by telling us a little bit about your business. How long have you been in business? How did you start it, and how has it evolved over time?
So my business is in the arena of professional speaking. I run women's transformational retreats and then coaching. And I've been doing that for about 7 years. And I started after I came back from backpacking around the world when I really got clear that I had a bigger, broader light and message to share with the world. So I stepped in that space. And it's evolved. I mean, it's night and day from when I started, and it will continue to evolve, change, grow, and expand through my entire life. And honestly, I feel like I'm living my retirement years already. What I do is who I am, and it's my passion, it's my purpose, it's my mission, and I never see myself, quote-unquote, retiring from it. So it's changed tremendously from my avatar on who, you know, the audience who I speak with to the products and services that I have expanded and now provide. And even the message has grown exponentially and just evolved into something warm and beautiful that just feels correct. And it feels like it's in flow and in sync with everyone. And it's been a journey, I have to tell you. One regret that I really have, I know you didn't ask this question, is in hindsight, if I could have one do-over, it would be I would have hired a coach at the beginning to guide me and hold me accountable and share with me the structures, the system, and a plan on how to put it together. And my life would have run much more smoothly, and I know I would have achieved the results quicker and a little more simplified than the process that I did. I mean, I crawled through glass my first 3 and 4 years building this business and learning how does one go from the medical field to being an entrepreneur and having their own speaking and coaching and retreats services. So it's been a growing pain, a growing process, and a lot of blood, sweat, and tear equity invested in it.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you talk about how it's really changed and evolved over time. And I think that's a really important message because people start a business because they've got a passion, they have something they want to share, but I think they sometimes get caught up in it has to be perfect, they have to know all the details, they have to know everything. And what I tell entrepreneurs and business owners is you have to get out there and get started, because no matter where you start,
exactly.
I haven't seen any business that has stayed where they thought it was going to be. And people spend so much time, you know, I've heard so many stories about people spending $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 on developing websites and doing all these things. They say, I'll launch when I do this, when I do that. And what I try to tell them is don't spend all that time up front and cost, because it is going to change and evolve. It just, that's how the process works.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, one of the things going in is that sometimes when we don't know what to do, either we don't do anything or we just spin our wheels kicking up dirt and we don't make any real headway in progress, or it takes years to really make any advanced forward moving motion for your business. And that could be shortcuts shortcutted by working with someone, taking a class, investing in a coach to really assist you to get clear on what the top priorities are and what the income producing activities are and what the lead generation activities would be to get your business really moving. Because you're correct. It's not, I mean, a huge mistake that people make. And that's why 85% of most businesses fail within the first 5 years, is because they don't have an action plan or a sales and marketing plan, which is completely different than a business plan. Most people don't need, require to have a business plan unless they're going to the bank asking for money. But most businesses are lacking that sales and marketing plan on how they're going to get their brain, their name, their recognition in front of people to have the clientele and the customers to keep themselves afloat so they can share their passion with, if that makes sense.
It does, and I see so many people who don't know what to do or aren't focusing on, and I love how you say the income-producing items. They're doing the things that they know how to do, that they're comfortable doing, that are inside their comfort zone, instead of doing the things that are really going to generate the revenue. And I know you and I had a conversation recently about that. Sometimes you have to give up some things that you would really like to do so that you can do the things that you need to do to generate the revenue, to move your business forward. And it's not often an easy choice, but when you look at what's most important, it really does help you make that choice, and having those clear goals, focus, and accountability also help.
Exactly, exactly. I couldn't agree with you more on that. And, you know, a lot of fear keeps people out of action, and action keeps people out of fear. And, you know, we have two things to focus on during the day, and most people spend their time focusing on their fear about something rather than their faith about something. And between fear and faith, neither are real, neither have happened yet. What we have fear about hasn't happened yet, and that's why we fear it. And what we have faith about hasn't happened yet either, and that's why we fear that. But one thing that is for sure and true and real is whatever time and effort and energy you spend the most time focusing on, be it fear or faith, through the course of the day, that's what's going to show up continually in your life and in your business.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. I absolutely agree. So how did you get the title of Dreampreneur?
I was in India for 40 days at a spiritual retreat, and I came up with this little cartoon character. Her name is, at the ashram, the Swami, the teacher, named me Carrie Prima. And it's C-A-R-R-Y, like carrying a bucket. Mm-hmm. Carrie Prima means wherever you go, bring love. And I drew this cartoon, and she was Carrie Prima, and she was the Goal Scout, the Goal Scout. Mm. And I wrote the name Dreampreneur on a piece of paper. The year was 2002, and I didn't know what either one of those two things meant, but I knew that they were going to be something true for me. And as time evolved and as I began building my business, I just one day, the term Dreampreneur came up again, and I went back to my journals from India, and all of the visions and all the things that I wrote all those years earlier, I had just built and created the business and the lifestyle around, and I didn't even realize it until I reread the journal. So that's where that came from.
Interesting, because I know you've traveled, 75,000 miles?
Through 54 countries and 6 continents, yes.
Wow, that's incredible. You must have seen a lot of people, and what's kind of your biggest lessons that you learned from that journey and that part of your life?
Oh my gosh, there are so many. There are so many. Number one is to trust your intuition and let it be your guide. And we don't allow ourselves the quiet, empty space to just be with our feelings and with our beingness and with our matterness and with our worth. And if we could just take time to be quiet the moment, our soul and our essence will speak so loudly of the direction of our dreams and what we're here to inspire and empower ourselves or others or our loved ones to do, be, share, have, or experience. So it's listening to the whispers within and allowing yourself the time. That's one. Do I have time to share one more?
Absolutely.
And the other one is to really keep your eye on the vision and stay the course, because whatever you choose can be done. Whatever you choose can be done, and everything is learnable. You just have to believe that you can achieve it and surround yourself with people who support your vision and breathe life and hope into your life. And then create momentum by taking persistent, daily, relentless action toward it and have an accountability and structure in place in your life to support you and hold your hand on the days and in the times when you feel exhausted and fearful and don't believe in yourself and don't feel that you can do it.
That's really interesting. And I know on your website, you say that you want to transform 1 million dreamers into dreampreneurs to overcome their fears and ignite their courage. And I love that because I find in conversations that I have, you know, with so many entrepreneurs and people who want to become entrepreneurs is their fears and their mindset are holding them back. And I know if they could just get over that and, you know, let go, and maybe it's finding that, you know, quiet space to listen to their intuition and be quiet so they can listen to the message, they'd be able to move and really get into action to make a bigger difference.
Exactly. And it's trusting and giving yourself permission that you're worth it and giving yourself permission to jump. You know, we have to do the trust fall sometimes and just jump. And that's the only thing that's going to move the needle from dreamer to dreampreneur, from where you are to where you require to be. Because what is a dreamer? There's millions of dreamers, and I spent most of my life being a dreamer. And a dreamer are those who have a disease called someday-itis. They have big goals and lofty dreams and exciting aspirations that they intend to pursue someday. But Janelle, like in the dictionary, death day always comes before someday. So the dreamers are the one who they dream and they never do. Someday will never come. And the only way to move the needle is to give yourself permission that you're worth it. Take that trust fall and jump into it, lean into it, step into it. And there's a whole nother life that will breathe new life into you. There's a whole nother set of experiences that you don't know what you don't know. And a whole world will unfold. And a dreampreneur are those that do. They're those that have, who achieve their boldest goals and most daring dreams at all costs. They give themselves permission and they make that jump.
No, I love the way you put that. And I always tell people, you can't schedule someday on the calendar. So remove that from your vocabulary. I think it's really important to be very clear on what you want to accomplish and when you want to accomplish it so that you can get into action. I'm going to take a real quick break, but when we come back, I want to continue the conversation. And I also want to talk about how through your business you use products and your speaking to really help reach your audience. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit, and I'm your host, Jonelle McCauley. In today's success interview, we've been talking with Tracy Bogan, and Tracy is a world traveler and successful entrepreneur, and I love her title, Dreampreneur. And if you missed the first half of our conversation, you need to go back, because Tracy's got an incredible story and gave us so much wonderful advice. And I love when we were talking about people putting off their dreams till someday. And I think it's important, as we talked about, to do something, to get into action, trust your intuition, and find that quiet space so that you can really listen to who you are and what you're doing. Such great advice, Tracy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show as well.
And I'd love to kind of shift our conversation just a little bit, because I know we get a lot of questions about, so, you know, I've got an idea, I want to expand my reach, how do I do that? And I'd love you to share just a little bit about how you have expanded your business and what you're going to do to continue to expand your business with products and services through your product pipeline funnel, how you've done that and how you plan to do that.
So first getting started, you know, I'm on my seventh year. I went my first several years with no product, with nothing to upsell, downsell, cross-sell. I had nothing. I barely had a speech, and the speech wasn't even, there was no call to action, no seed planting, no nothing. I didn't know what I was doing. I came from an 18-year career in the medical field to how does one figure out how to be a speaker, an author, and a coach. So I didn't have anything for years, and this is just proof that you don't have to have anything big to start. Just start. My vision was to speak. So I just put some slides together of my world travels, wrote down 10 lessons that I gleaned from backpacking around the world, and went out and shared. And I didn't even get paid at first. You don't need much to get started. But after you're started, you know, once you're started, we are all conscious creators, and we're all the creators of our own results. And all of us have a light and a message to share with the world. And when you get in the quiet space and listen to the whispers of your heart's deepest desires, your dreams will unfold before your life, before your eyes, before your reality. And your gifts will come out. For me, my gifts were books. So my first product was a book, and now I have four, and I'm creating two workbooks. And from there, we went to a workshop instead of a one-hour speech. I then developed a four-hour workshop. And then from there, like a year later, I expanded into a weekend workshop. And just now, 7 years later, I'm creating my very first women's transformational retreat. My very first one will be in Hawaii, and I'm really excited. And I know my vision after that will to be to create a mastermind, and then my high-end ticket will be travel with Tracy, an exotic adventure someplace around the world. Well, we'll travel, adventure, explore, and mastermind together, more on a really small group basis, but a higher-end ticket. Mm-hmm. And then coaching. And I'm still building, evolving, and ever expanding and changing my coaching program, because as I attend personal development courses and coaching courses and work with a coach, my tool set and my skill set expand. And so I'm always taking the best of the best of what I learn and what I'm implementing and what's working with me, and reshaping, redefining, and putting in stronger pieces and taking out the pieces that aren't as strong as they used to be, you know, compared to the new material. So it's a process and a journey. And after all those are built, I'll probably continue writing books. And another big vision, a product that's in my mind, that I'm starting the process, that's in my parking lot on my action plan, it's the Dreams Can. So I personally have a Dreams Can, and inside of the can I have 700 little note cards of everything that I require and desire and intend to see, be, do, have, share, and experience in my lifetime. Some people call it a bucket list, but it's my Dreams Can. And I randomly take my hand in and draw out a dream. I set a do-it date on my calendar. I save the money, and I go make it happen. And then I replace it with something else when something else is striking for me. People ask me all the time, you know, I literally travel with my can, my Dreams Can, it's on my desk. People always ask me at my events, I want one of those. How can I get one of those? So one of my next big visions will be to have those manufactured. And then I have another 11, so I'll have a 12-pack of different can ideas with different fun things inside of each can, and the instructions for how to, you know, manifest it or work it in your life. So the goal is to never stop creating. We're all conscious creators, and never stop expanding. And I encourage each one of you to not be discouraged that you may not have anything yet, but you will. And as you step into your craft, and as you step into the skinny branches of life, it's going to be a little bit wobbly, and you may feel like you're going to fall, and you may even fall. And that's okay. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and get ready and go make more mistakes, because those are the turning point and the pivotal moments on where real growth and change and strength happens. And that's where perseverance is born from. Going through those the school of those hard knocks and making those falls, and just give yourself permission to make those mistakes, get up, and I promise you the rest of the ideas will come. But get started first, and you don't have to have anything big or anything grand to roll out of the gate with. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and you said so much there. I love the way that you developed your kind of plan, and it's been an evolution. You didn't sit down day one and say, okay, here's what I'm going to have, because a lot of times you don't even know what people want. We have a vision of what we think they want, but it's often very different, and as time goes on, what we're offering changes and evolves as we grow and change and evolve. And I love the fact that you use the word mistakes, because I think a lot of people try to avoid mistakes, but I believe, like you, that those are those pivotal moments that really lead to success. I think the difference between people when they look at mistakes are, what do you do when they happen? I always looked at them as a lesson and say, what am I supposed to learn from this? Not as something bad or something that is harmful, but something that's really valuable, because those have been my most, I think, transformational lessons.
Beautiful lessons. I agree with you. They've been mine as well. And you know what? On the other side of that, you said something in there that, you know, it's going to change on what you think people want. People will tell you what they want. People told me, you should have a book for sale. People have said, I would buy one of these Dreams Cans. People said, do you do coaching? People said, do you do retreats? People said, do you have a mastermind? The market will tell you what it is that they're seeking and what they'll pay for. You just have to be open to listening and be in that quiet space to actually birth and create and let it unfold to what it will be.
You do, and you have to be out there like you were. you have to be out there having those conversations and doing that. And, you know, just one other thing really quick, you talked about, you know, manifesting, and I think that's really important to touch on for just a moment, because I think people, they get in this mindset of where it's not possible. And I know you've told story and story over again, and, you know, Michael and I have had the same thing happen, where if you're really clear on your intentions of what you want to happen, things will fall into place, and it almost seems like it's, you know, just a miracle, but it really is setting your intentions. And when you do that, you attract that. I know you've told stories about how you'll sit next to someone or someone on an airplane or the person you want to meet where there was no way you thought you'd ever would see them. But if you're really clear on what you want, you attract that.
It all starts with mindset. And here, if I can share a really powerful exercise that I do for every morning when I get out of bed, it's full of gold. So I set the intention on what the day is going to be, and I look over my day, and I'm intentional on what my top priorities are. And then to get myself in the state of receiving and lining up my frequency and vibration to be a master attractor, because I'm a master attractor, that's one of my I am statements, is I do 10 breaths. I just breathe in and feel the breath and feel the life and give thanks to, you know, I do the 10 breath series, and then I go into gratitude and I give thanks. I give thanks every morning for me getting up at 5 a.m. I'm in the 5 a.m. club, whether I feel like it or not, whether I want to or not. I have the 3-second rule. When the alarm goes off, I have 3 seconds to get out of bed and start my day, because I know if I hesitate any further, I'm going to choose to hit the snooze and stay in bed further. So I even start by just thanking myself for showing up on my yoga mat in the living room at 5 o'clock in the morning with my candle. Give thanks to your body for how we're being breathed, for our heartbeat, for our breath, for our creativity, for all the, whatever it is for you, give thanks. And then I connect with my source energy, and I just see a white light shooting through the top of my skull and a white light shooting from the center of Earth through my buttocks and matching and meeting the light that's coming in through my crown chakra, and I feel connected with source energy. I feel connected with myself, with my inner child. I feel connected with my purpose. And then when I see the beautiful white blueness lights and energy flowing through me, I know I'm connected. And then the 4th step is I send out love. And I'm connected to this incredibly powerful source energy, and I just spread my arms like an eagle, and I send love to every person who I meet today is going to feel my love, and every person that who meets me and every person I connect with, and I just send love to the world. And then the 5th thing that I do is I put out my request, my order form to the universe. And that's where it becomes intentional. I visualize my retreats being full. I visualize the perfect clients coming to me. I visualize the income, the reach, the expansion that's coming to my life. I visualize the ease of pay and the beauty of paying my bills every month because I have so much abundance. So those are the 5 things, and then I just lock in that intention, and I just set the intention. I do some I am statements, and that's how I start my day. Isn't that fun?
Very fun, and thank you so much for sharing that. We really had an amazing conversation today, and the time has gone so fast. How can people connect with you and learn more about you and your business?
I love to speak. They can find me at TracyBogan.com. That's Tracy with an I, TRACIBOGAN. And all the info's on there. And I would love to give a gift if I may.
Absolutely.
To start each person off correctly into achieving their boldest goals and most daring dreams through taking action, my gift is, it's called the 10-Day Transformation Dare. And for 10 days in your email box, you'll receive a worksheet a day for you to get started on making some changes in your mindset, in your personal life, and in your business. All you have to do is take out your cell phone and text the word DARE, D-A-R-E, to 96,000. Text the word DARE to 96,000, and you'll get your first worksheet right away in the morning. And I double dare you to make the leap and give yourself permission to go for it and create a new story and vision for your life.
Thank you so much. And as we wrap up our time, I know I usually ask for a tip, but I'd love to have you just share real briefly. If you could do just one thing differently, like you're given a chance for a do-over, what would that be?
I would have asked, listened to, and followed the advice of people who already had the results I was intending to create for my own life, people who have climbed the mountain before me. And it would have saved me so much time, money, effort, and discouragement. And if I could just add one more, I would have hired a coach earlier to shortcut the pain and the process and the learning curves so I didn't crawl through glass and waste countless hours, days, years, and money and energy thinking that I had to do it alone and struggle my way through the process, crawling through glass to get the results that I have today. So thank you for allowing me to be a guest on your show today.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful conversation. Thank you. We need to take another real quick break, and when we come back, it's our business builder. Stay tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you a coach, speaker, or author who would like to finally earn what you know you're worth? Would you like to create a life that gives you more time to do the things that you love? Entrepreneurs like you hire us to turn their knowledge into a full range of scalable products that earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live the life others only dream about. With our done-for-you approach, we do all the heavy lifting, creating the right products for you, your clients, and your business. The potential is limitless. If you want to leverage your time so you can earn more while working less, visit us today at turnknowledgetoprofit.com and find out just how far your knowledge can take you.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Michael McCauley, and you're listening to Turn Knowledge to Profit. As always, I'm here with Janelle. And in our Business Builder segment today, we're going to be talking about how to leverage your branded process into an e-course.
What do you mean, Michael, when you say e-course?
Well, e-course is a term that's used a lot today, and it really can take a number of different formats. But in its most basic form, it's simply a course that's delivered over the web. That's it. Now, there are a lot of different formats that those take, as I said. So some e-courses are delivered as live phone calls, a series of calls, usually once each week or every other week, something like that. A lot of times those, because they're live, they do include some live Q&A as well built in. Other courses are delivered as a series of videos or podcasts or some mixture of those two on a schedule. So, for example, you'll get a new video every day, or you'll get a new video once a week, or whatever it might be. Still others are delivered through a training portal or training website, and what we use is teachable.com, and there are other ones as well, like thinkific.com. There's hundreds of them. But basically, they provide a framework that a coach uploads their material to, and then the student or the client can come in and take part in any of the content they want anytime they want.
Well, and I think there's so many options out there, And I know you've been doing a ton of research on training options so that you can give recommendations to your clients. And the thing that's nice to know is you don't have to create your own portal to do it, which used to be the only option. But how would someone go about creating an e-course and getting started?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, first, I always recommend that you partner with a training designer, whether that's Turn Knowledge to Profit or it's someone else. It's always a good idea to have an expert to help you not just organize your content, but make sure that you really reach out to the widest audience possible. We know that there's a formula for quickly creating engaging content-rich courses. And it's really to your benefit to get someone on board that really can do that. Whether or not you find a partner or you do it yourself, the best way to start is always with your unique branded process or your UBS. Now, I know we've talked about the UBS in previous episodes of The Business Builder, and you're welcome to go back and listen to those, how you create your UBS, how you use it. But it really is the foundation for everything you create within your business. And it's likewise for an e-course, it should be where you start. It really, to create an e-course off of your UBS will expand that brand and really create offerings that are consistent within your company.
So what's the first step to get started?
The first thing you really have to do in designing a course is look at your UBS, as we said, and divide that into a series of topics that you can teach in, say, 4 to 8 sessions. And there's a science behind why you pick 4 to 8. We don't need to really get into the details of that, but that's really sort of the sweet spot of numbers of sessions. And you can deliver those over, 4 to 8 weeks, 4 to 8 months, whatever works for you and your content and your clients, but that usually is enough to get people engaged, but not so much that they drop off before the end. Now, if your UBS has 4 to 6 steps in it, which is what we recommend, then it might make sense just to dive deep into one step in each session. It sort of naturally flows that you have a 6-part UBS, like we have the Quick 6 formula. It makes sense that you have a 6-part e-course. And then the key to creating those sessions is that they be self-contained and that they provide your clients with actionable steps that they can take to get results. So you want to make sure that you always have actionable steps in each and every session so that your clients can see progress as they're moving along. You don't want them to wait all the way to the end to get any progress at all. You want to make sure that you're teaching things that they can do and start to see results right away after each session.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that is really important, and I love the fact that you do talk about using a training designer. And I know people are probably thinking when they hear that it's going to cost a lot to do, and it doesn't. And what it does is it adds so much value, because depending on who your audience is, depending on the transformation that you're trying to provide for your clients, it might be that in your unique branded system that each of your steps is an actual whole e-course, or it might be that your whole process is an e-course. It depends on what you're trying to accomplish. It depends on who your audience is, and it's difficult to know. I know when you've been doing this for a long time, both in the corporate world for large companies all over the world, and you've been doing it for entrepreneurs, and you've been doing it for us. So you've got a lot of experience and a lot of success doing it, but there was a big learning curve.
Well, that's a great point. It's absolutely true. And I think I can say unequivocally that I have never met a client that didn't want to put too much information in their course, at least initially. Every single client wants to put too much. No one wants to put too little. They always want to throw everything they know into a simple e-course. And that's, again, where an expert can really help you sort of cut that down to a level that both provides value to your client and doesn't overwhelm them with too much so that they do nothing. I mean, what happens is if you try and tell them everything you know, they get overwhelmed, they do nothing. It's kind of, I kind of go back to the analogy of a car. You know, you don't have to know all the mechanics of a car in order to drive one. You just have to know how to drive it. And really, as a coach, that's one of the first things or one of the hardest things that you learn is how to give people just enough so they can drive the car. They don't need to actually build one from scratch, which is, as coaches, that's our tendency, is to give them everything we know. And we know so much about our area of expertise. That's why we're experts in it. But you really have to pull that back and really give them just what they need to know.
Well, and I think that's an important reminder. And I know you've talked to a number of people about developing their e-course, and they actually had in their process a beginning course and then an advanced course in this, all the material, because it's so much. And it is important to remember that just because you know the information, it doesn't mean you have to give it to someone all at one time, because you want them to have the results. And we know if we give people too many steps or too much at one time, they don't do anything. So it's not of value, and the impact is missing. And I think that's why we do what we do, is to have that impact and have the transformation, which is really our goal. So what other things do you want to have in an e-course?
Well, in past episodes of this show, we've talked about a lot of those things, the things you want to include in any e-course, no matter what the format is. I guess first off, I would say stories and examples. Those are critically important. They really give the clients an understanding of how they can apply what you're teaching them to their life, to their business, whatever it might be. I mean, so it's really important to have good, engaging stories and great examples. And I know we've talked about storytelling on a previous business builder. You also want to have some kind of worksheets there. You want to be able to engage with your attendees, your clients, in a way that is not just listening. That's a passive engagement. They can just plug it in, stick their headphones in, and listen. When you have a worksheet, they have to more actively engage, and that's always important in getting people to move forward, to make changes. It also allows them to make progress right away, because as they're working through the worksheet, whether you're helping them through it during your actual session or it's something they do following the session as homework, they still have an opportunity to really see benefit, to really make progress just by going through that worksheet. So those are really important as well. And, you know, again, this is where an expert can come in. You really want to have something in every e-course, in fact, every session, for every learning style. Different people learn in different ways. Some people are visual learners. Some people are what are called auditory learners, so they like to listen to the content. And others are people that actually learn best by doing. And so, again, with working with a course designer or an instructional designer, you can make sure that your e-course has all of those things in it so that you can engage the widest possible audience, and the highest percentage of those folks will have really great results with the e-course.
Well, I love all the information that you shared, and it sounds like it's a topic that we could even talk about, you know, more in a future business builder, because I think there's so many opportunities for creating courses. If any of our listeners would like to learn more, be sure to connect with us at Turn Knowledge to Profit Radio. And if you're interested in creating a course, let us know. Connect with us on Facebook at Turn Knowledge to Profit, and we look forward to seeing your courses.
You know, this has really been a great conversation. I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Turn Knowledge to Profit. Again, I want to remind you to visit our Turn Knowledge to Profit page on Facebook and share your questions, your insights, and your ahas. And also share one action you're going to take in the next week to turn your knowledge into profit. If you have an idea for a future show, be sure to email me at michael@tk2p.com. That's michael@tk2p.com. Have a wonderful and profitable week.
Turn knowledge to profit, where entrepreneurs like you find the insights, experience, and tools they need to earn more, make a bigger impact in the world, and create the freedom to live a life others only dream about. Join us each Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the EWN Radio Network. To download this week's show, listen to past shows, or learn how to be a guest on the show, visit turnknowledgetoprofit.com. Past shows are also available at EWNRadioNetwork.com and through iTunes and Stitcher. Until next time, remember, great companies are built around great products. Leverage your knowledge to live the life of your dreams. Let's continue the conversation and turn your knowledge into profits.